Yes, and this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and this is Margaret Ray.
And this is General Kalen Shaw.
Bud Dickman here.
And I'm Robin Leonard, and here's Mr. Hendry. Thank you very much. Welcome to the show. We got to continue. Am I smelling dead ants? What is it with you with these dead ants?
Phil seems to think he can smell ants.
I know I can smell ants. Ants put off a very distinctive... What is that, bud?
Yeah, it smells like ant over here.
No dead ant here. What are you guys talking about, dead ant? If you've never... You got to be crazy. Dead ants have a very distinctive smell. And have we got ants again? Because if we do, I'm going to kick ass.
Phil, you brought the exterminator in here.
We've had an exterminator visit twice. And we've had rain... And I understand that. And, you know, rain drives the ants through the whatever the hell it is they do. But there was that banana palm out back, bud.
Yeah, the guy came in and he cut it down.
Now, the banana palm, they said he was using that as a ladder. What do you mean he was using it? Who was using it as a ladder?
The man, the exterminator?
No, the ants. The ants were using the banana palm to go up to the second floor studios here and then creep their way in. And,
you got ants in your pants, huh? Guy's got ants in his pants.
That's good, General.
Hey, you know what? All I'm trying to do is lighten the mood a little bit.
But anyway, the guy's got to come in. You want us to get another guy in here?
Get another guy? No, I want the same guy that we had. He's got to come in here and kill the ant. All right, anyway. But there is a very distinct... You can't smell it, huh, General?
I don't know what you're talking about. It's the distinct smell of ants. Let me tell you something, my friend. The only thing that's got a distinct smell is sitting to my left... His name's Bud Dickman.
Hey, wait a minute. Why are you...
Yeah, why are you applauding that?
Well, go ahead.
All right, so welcome to the program, the Phil Hendry Show. And it is, as I say, it's, you know, wonderful to have you guys with us. We have Bobby Dooley's returning.
Yes, Bobby is going to be returning to discuss further the Terry Little LaPelle episode, whereby she was accused of stalking her, which Bobby says is not the case.
Well, was she not, or wasn't she... messaging this woman.
She was messaging her.
Well, she was messaging her, but she simply wanted the baked pumpkin seed recipe, of which this little Glatell was not forthcoming.
Hey, is your throat okay?
Yes, why?
We're hearing a little bit of a scratch there. All right, look,
Well, you know...
All right, we're going to do a little traffic here with Bob Bacon and the rest of the guys. I get up on my knees and... Then we're going to go to Ted Bell. I know that we've got to... Today is National Pie Day or something, right?
Yeah, you got to go to Ted Bell with Dr. Ron Turner.
And why are we going to Ted Bell?
Doing that National Pie Day.
It's not that kind of a pie. Oh, baby.
Oh, it's P.I. What, like Magnum P.I.?
Not Magnum P.I. It's P.I. It's a math equation. First of all and foremost, folks, here is... Bob Bacon now with the traffic, Bob.
Hey, Phil, I'm rather bothered. We're down here, and I was listening to you talking. We're down here on the 50 miles right around. I've got, but I got a celery, and there's a load of celery and a potty tomato there, and I got a celery stock right here, and I have myself with it. But there's nothing you can do about it. Just wait here. There's probably 45 minutes, but Bobby and Bobby Bean and the and Bobby Green, I think, is the one of the agents down. Let's go to Skyboy.
And I got a brother, Bob. I got downtown Billy Haylands. He had a downtown round. He got the same helium. Are you in helium? Because I'm on helium. If there's not people there, I'm on helium. Here comes boy, it's Scotty, just ringed in.
Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Boy, all kinds of whack news, man, huh?
Why don't you turn it off that Trump stuff?
You know what you should do is put it on Joyce Myers. Joyce is...
Joyce Myers? Why, I may become aroused.
You're filthy, you know that?
All right, take it easy, will you?
Joyce Myers is very uplifting. She has the Christian message, and I'm not trying to say that I'm a Christian necessarily, but I do believe that there can be, in the totality... What is this?
It's time for the Ted segment.
Oh, so I'll just get cut off, is that it?
Oh, you're going on and on and on.
Thank you. You know what? I'm going to deal with this later.
Hey, Ted, where's Ted Bell?
Yeah, Mr. Bell.
Ted Bell here. Hi, everybody. This is Ted Bell, and today we got Dr. Ron Turner here, along with Chef Carol Chudilian. National Pie Day. Get it? Pie. P.I.
Man. All right, Ted. I mean, Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Well,
The problem I'm having with that, hello everybody, this is Ted Bell, and I know that this is our paid commercial announcement, but the problem that I'm having with that, Phil, is quite simply this. It's not funny. Here's Chef Conchidelli, Chef.
Phil, I thought it would be funny, and I still think it's funny to have Dr. Rob Turner here on National Pie Day, and Dr. Turner to explain.
I tell you what, we got Dr. Turner in for the price of a free breakfast, so come on in, Turner.
Could I just say one thing, if I could? This is Rod Turner, Phil. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Well, I want to say, you know, your free breakfast, Ted, isn't enough to get me across the street.
What are you laughing at?
Yeah,
but he's knocking. You're cooking.
Hold on. I just want to say, your free breakfast isn't enough to get me across the street. So I find that to be a little, I don't think it's very friendly.
Look, I'm not trying to be unfriendly, Dr. Turner. I'm trying to, we were trying to do something with National Pie Day, and this was Chef Chedilia. It's not on me, it's on him. It's not on me, it's on him.
So I should be directing myself to Chef Chedilia.
Well, if you want to call me Dr. Chedilia, yeah, that's fine.
Hey, this is Phil Hendry, Dr. Turner.
Yes.
So this was not anything, and I guess I should ask you, Chef Carl, this was not your idea?
That was my idea, yeah. It was National Pie Day. And on this day, I don't celebrate because I'm not a mathematician.
Yeah, why don't you let me?
I'll let you, so long as you don't do what everybody does, to grab the phone from me.
Yeah, we don't want people grabbing phones.
All right.
Yeah, if you know what we mean.
Yeah. Come here, Chef.
Well, I don't want that. And I'm not a chef. You are.
I'm sorry. Here's Dr.
You quit calling me Chef.
You know, there's an awful lot of confusion going on. Who are we talking to here?
This is Dr. Ron Turner. Go ahead, Ron.
Phil, pi is the circle's circumference, the distance around it, divided by its diameter, and the distance through its center. The relationship holds no matter the size of the circle. Now, that is pi. When I mentioned this to one of my students who happens to come here to eat, that's when Chef Carl Chedilia got a hold of that. They invited me to come down and celebrate National Pie Day, and I'm happy to do that. But when Ted Bell said for the price of a free breakfast...
Look, I thought we got you down here for a free breakfast. You got me down here because I'm interested in education.
All right, so what's the...
This is up to Chef Chum.
To Chef what?
To Chef Chedilia?
Yeah. Well, I've got a piece of peach pie here, Phil. I'm going to give a peach pie. Here's a slice for you, Dr. Turner.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that might ring a bell.
Here's a slice for you, Ted.
Thank you.
I'm going to take two slices for me only because I need it.
Well, no kidding.
Ha ha. Could I
have another slice?
No, you may not.
Well, why are you doling out the slices that way?
Well, why is that interesting to you?
Yeah, Phil, what's it to you?
Well, Mr. Henry's looking out for my interests here.
Well, guys, don't be children, okay?
I'd like another piece.
No, I'll bet you would.
Ha ha! Woo!
He's leaving now.
Hey, Ted.
I got it.
No, hey, Ted, come here.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Every time I go to you, more and more, we have you getting into a hassle with somebody there.
Look, Bill, I don't need the lecture this morning, okay?
No, every time we go to you, somebody's walking out. I had Chef Chedilia yesterday pass out. He's walked out. You've had Rudy Canosa, which, by the way, I think Rudy was going to be talking to us about some improvement that he's had in the prime rib room.
Yeah, we'll get to Rudy in a minute, okay? But what are you trying to say? You're saying this to me on my paid advertisement?
Yeah, I am. I am. I'm saying that every time I go to you, somebody's getting offended and walking out. Now, where's Dr. Turner?
Hold on. Here comes... Hey.
No, he's gone. Here's the thing, Phil. What, you know, if he wants another piece of pie...
Why not give him a piece of pie?
Yes, why do you rob all the pie there, Chef Chedilia? Everyone knows you're large.
No, I'm just a fat slob.
Well, you know what? If the shoe fits, my friend...
And my... talking about my fat, nothing fits anymore.
Woo! You know what? Making fun of yourself's not all that funny. Fuck it.
And what's the language? You know what? I've had it, man.
What are you talking about? You've had it.
I've had it with going to the restaurant there and having people walking out. I've had it with all the vulgarity and the obscenity. I've had it with you and your pettiness.
What are you trying to say, anyway?
I'm saying that I may just want to rip up our contract.
Oh, wow. You know something, Phil? You want to go forward in life without Ted's of Beverly Hills on your advertising log, then that is on you, my friend, not on me. Okay?
Ron Turner walked out of there because he didn't want to be made fun of and mocked by your fat chef and by you.
I'll handle it, Chudilly. Get back in the kitchen. You know what? Dr. Ron Turner should only live long enough to have me, Ted Bell, invite him to my place for free breakfast. And
could we knock off with the breakfast stuff?
Everybody calls it breakfast down there.
That's the first time I've used that word. I know Henry likes to use it a lot. That's why I have to use it. But he came down here for a, you know...
Yes, we know, for a free breakfast.
Right. And then we gave him a piece of pie, and because he didn't get two slices, he walks out. This is National Pie Day.
P-I, yeah, not P-I-E.
I know that. What do you want?
Don't talk to me like I'm just one ball of fat and nothing else. I got skills, man. I got mad skills.
Yeah, you got mad skills.
I'm telling you, this guy, Dr. Ron Turner, walked out on me. I gave him a piece of pie.
Yeah, you gave him a piece of pie. You wouldn't give him another piece of pie. It's not P-I-E, it's P-I. The whole idea is stupid. Thank you very much.
All right, Phil, if this is the last time that I'm ever on the air on your...
Thank you very, very much.
Boy, that, Mr. Henry, that's a very daring thing you done did.
Yeah, I mean, are you ever going to have him back on?
Yeah, I don't know whether I'm going to have him back on.
Well, you know, it's without Ted Bell, this program is almost, it's almost as if it's missing. Excuse me for saying this, Margaret.
Oh, here we go.
Well, it's almost as if it's missing. It's almost as if it's...
It's almost as if.
It's almost as if it's missing its left nut.
Thank you.
Well, Phil, you know what? I didn't want to have to do it, and I didn't want to have to say it, but I done did.
Well, fans, Phil Henry Show. Excuse me, I'm not done yet. I didn't want to have to say it,
but you did.
But I did.
All right, go ahead, Robert.
World famous Phil Henry Show.
Just come from that video.
You messed it all up.
World famous Phil Henry Show for the El Pacifico coming back.
But I was still standing.
Bobby Dooley, Steve Dooley, and the whole Terry Littell, Terry Little Lapel story coming up next. Phil Henry Show.
World famous Phil Henry Show. You know, you're right. I've got a little bit of the cold.
Yeah, that's a badass cold.
World famous Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
All right, Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley. And, General?
Well, what happened, I think, and I could be wrong. Say, wait a minute, weren't we supposed to have,
not a story. I'm no storyteller.
We're supposed to have Rudy?
Oh, yeah, Rudy Canoza. I don't know whether you want to talk to him.
Let me get Rudy on. Rudy, I'm sorry, man. We had a problem.
I understand, Phil, but, I wanted to say that we are rolling out a special big screen TV for the Stanley Cup playoffs. You know,
Stanley Cup playoffs. They're in the prime rib room.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, Ted, you know, back off. I don't want you talking. I back off, Ted. You know,
I'm talking to Rudy.
He says he's talking to me.
He doesn't want to be an. I don't. Not supposed to be an advertiser.
I own this bar. Phil, we have the big screen TV, and I want everybody to know to come in. Yeah, we got one over there. I got another one.
You're not still using the foghorn, are you?
I've got to let people know I got a big one coming in. Big one coming in. Incoming.
Okay.
What is that?
That's when he's got a big fat lady coming in the bar.
I do not approve of that. Thank you for dumping out of that film.
Well, what we have there at Rudy Canoza's place is a big screen TV for the Stanley Cup playoffs. Big whoop.
Well, it's a brand new flat screen.
So it's a brand new flat screen. Whatever. All right. Yesterday we were talking.
Boy, you are really some kind of a. You're really becoming very. You know.
Yeah. What is the word?
Well, you're getting up at everybody's face, Phil.
Hey, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to deal with Ted. I don't want to deal with all the... I just don't have the patience for it.
You know what? The problem is Phil's been watching all that news coverage of the Trump thing.
Yeah, that's it. Trump's got you flipped out, doesn't he?
Yeah, Mr. Jenny, just forget about it. It's okay.
Yeah, well... Anyway, Bobby Dooley with the... We are going to have Mark Henshaw on later on from the Trump campaign, who will be talking to us about Mr. Carl. Now, do you know what this is about?
Yeah, Mr. Carl is the guy... He is the director... of all the anti-Trump disruptions in New York.
Mister, you gotta be kidding me.
Hey, that's what he says.
It's some sort of a paranoid thing. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know, Phil, you gotta give everybody their due.
Yeah, I'll give him his due. So we have with us...
What's that mean?
Never mind. So we have with us online here from Western Estates Homeowners Association, Bobby and Steve Dooley, which we continue the discussion from yesterday. And Bobby, thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
So it was Terry Littell Lopel.
Yes, and Bobby, this is Margaret. So you felt as if you wanted to continue this conversation. Phil felt it was necessary as well because the image, or at least the impression, was left that you were harassing this woman. Is that correct?
Well, first of all, it was Phil who hung up on me yesterday.
I did, Ms. Dooley, because it was getting ridiculous, the conversation.
It was you, Mr. Henry, did that.
Yeah, Mr. Henry.
Steve, I will talk about it. You will have your moment in the sun in a moment about 7-Eleven. Steve wants to talk about 7-Eleven Slurpees. Is that all right?
He wants to what? What is it?
He wants to, Steve.
I want to talk about how 7-Eleven has the Slurpee.
The Slurpee?
What about it?
No, wait a minute. You're going to talk to me.
All right. But I want to know what this is before we talk about it.
Oh, the Slurpee.
Steve, let me do. Getting back to Terry Littell, Lapel, I said to her, I want the pumpkin seed recipe.
Yes, but you also put together a fake, some kind of a fake profile on Facebook. That was what?
It was a fake. It was your sister, Rita Gray. And she said, well, all right. I know this is a fake profile. So I said, well, all right, so it's a fake profile, but I still want the pumpkin seed recipe, and that's when I heard click.
Yeah, then I called back, and I said it, Mr. Dooley, and I heard click.
Yeah, we got through all of that, so we know you got hung up on multiple times.
Yes, but I wanted to say that when I finally said to her, all I'm asking for is your pumpkin seed recipe, she said, I don't know what you're talking about. And so it left the impression she's lying. She did know. She agreed to give me the pumpkin seed recipe. Then she lies.
Yeah, she lied.
Then she lies. And says she doesn't. Phil, there's a culture of lying in our country. And I think it starts at the top and rots all the way down.
What do you mean rots all the way? What are you talking about?
The fish rots from the head. So
it starts with President Obama.
Well, I was thinking of Donald Trump, but he's not president yet. So that's a good point, isn't it?
Yeah,
all right, Ms. Dooley, the point of your conversation having to do with this pumpkin seed recipe is that you were harassing this woman and that you were kicked off of Facebook. You put up a fake profile. They kicked you off again. And then the phone company, I think, decided to kill one of your lines or something, right?
Yes. Well, we lost one of our mobile phones.
Do you have another mobile phone?
Duh. What do you think I'm talking to you on?
Yeah, let me think. What do you think we're talking to you on?
I don't know. It could be a landline.
He says it could be a landline.
Yeah.
All right. You got us. And, you know, I won't say that you didn't.
Well, isn't that a big win for me?
Yeah, Phil got you on that one. Wow, a landline.
So what is the point of your phone call?
I'm calling you because you wanted me to call you.
What?
I don't understand.
Bobby, you said yesterday you wanted to continue this conversation.
I said I wanted to continue it, yes, but not necessarily with you people. I'd like to go and see my doctor about it because I feel it's caused me a great deal of anxiety. And I feel that this is nothing for the radio. This is something for my therapist.
Yeah, my wife is headed. Going.
I have been very psychically... I think I've been very, very psychically dinged or damaged by this.
Ms. Dooley, when you say you've been dinged, brother, you're saying a lot.
Brother? I guess you've never seen my wife.
Yes, I have.
And you still think it's a guy?
No, it's a...
All right, Bobby, thank you. Now, so that's all cleared up. So you are going to have to go see your therapist.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to you, Steve.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, I wanted to talk about the Slurpee promotion at 7-Eleven, and here is what I think is so wonderful about it. 7-Eleven is letting customers bring their own cups from home to fill with Slurpees for a 2-day promotion, March 18th to 19th, and it's going to be 11-8, both days.
Why don't you just back it down about 500 decibels, will you, Dooley?
All right, but it's a Slurpee.
Okay, it's a Slurpee, and this is going to be a promotion.
You know, you're so condescending, Mr. Henry.
Bobby, we thought we were going to be talking to you about something a little bit more serious than Slurpees, and we thought we were going to clear up this whole idea about you harassing Terry.
I was not harassing her.
Well, if you weren't harassing her, you wouldn't have lost two Facebook profiles and had one of your phones, obviously one of the numbers taken down by the phone company.
Yeah, well, we still have a landline.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a mobile phone.
We still have a mobile phone.
I thought you didn't want to talk to me.
You're right.
Got to drop the phone. So the Slurpee, Mr. Henry, and you can bring in trash cans. Oh, no, you can't bring trash cans and inflatable pools. Those won't be accepted.
What do you mean, trash for the Slurpee?
Yeah, some guy, some wiseacre, was going to bring in a trash can and an inflatable pool, but I brought in a bucket. I brought in a bucket.
Steve brought a bucket in, so he got around it that way.
What do you think of that?
That's great, Steve. Thanks so much.
And
Steve Bozell and, or excuse me, Stephen Dooley and Bobby Dooley. And we'll be back with Mark Henshaw from one of the Trump supporters. They think
I'm soft. It's two days running, man. You're really running through these guests.
Like I'm really him, man. I'm really him. You're just filling in, man. I got a blood.
We're the famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Gonna continue in just a moment.
Oh, you're really kicking ass today with this music.
Yeah, what is this, man?
I don't know, man. I mean, it's just kind of... We roll the dice on this stuff today. What is this? Is it,
I think it's Drake. And you know, I love Drake. I think Drake is... He's all that.
Yeah, okay.
What do you mean, yeah, okay?
That's what I'm saying. All right, folks. So we have got a nutty, nutty, kooky thing happening with the people there. You know, the people that are running for president, I don't even know how to put this. It's a whole lot of stuff, and there's, like, fist fights going on.
Yeah, they had a fist fight on Friday.
They had a fist fight on Friday. They had, I was going to say Dr. Trump.
You know, you're getting really weird with the titles, aren't you?
It's Mr. Trump.
It's Mr. Well, who is Dr. Trump?
There's no Dr. Trump. It's Mr. Trump. And he got a guy ran at him. Just the other day at that appearance in Dayton, Ohio. So there's no question there's been a lot of, you know, pretty heavy-ass stuff going on. And we want to get to the bottom of some of this here and talk about it. One of the things that I want to discuss is the notion among people in the Trump campaign, among Trump supporters, that there is a concerted effort to disrupt his events, General.
Well, the idea here is that the anti-Trump forces are on purpose going in and disrupting this man, Mr. Trump, and his political campaigns. Now, Mark Henshaw is back with us. It was yesterday. And, Mark, it's good to have you with us here on the program, but we are a little befuddled. What do you mean a concerted effort to disrupt Mr. Trump?
Well, I don't think I've been unclear, but I do understand that you might want more information.
But you're saying this is a concerted and organized effort.
Absolutely. We think that what is going on is that the Trump anti-Trump people, the disruptors, are being directed from New York City. We have information.
Now, you're saying there is an organized effort in New York City?
Yes, ma'am. An organized effort out of New York City by a Mr. Carl. This is the only name that he uses. This is a name that is known to anti-Trump supporters who are getting this information.
What do you mean, Mr. Carl, what's he doing?
Hold on, Bud, hold on. How is he communicating?
He's communicating by way of messaging, by way of instant messaging, so on and so forth. Facebook and these kinds of things, using different coded personalities and different coded accounts.
All right, so this guy is that the only name he's got?
His name is Mr. Carl. Some people call him Mr. Casper. This man is directing the anti-Trump disruptors, directing them to different rallies, different appointed times where Mr. Trump will be appearing. It sounds almost futuristic. And yet we have reason to believe.
What's your evidence of this?
I'm sorry?
What is your evidence of this?
My evidence? How many people am I talking to there?
You've been on the program enough times, Mark. You know it's a panel of four or five people on any given day.
Well, all right, but I'm West 1, 2, 3, 4. You got five, is that right?
There's five of us, yeah.
Well, so it could be four.
It is a panel of four or five on any given day, depending upon whether someone is ill, etc.
All right, I'm trying to figure out who was the last man to ask me that question.
Me, Robert Leonard.
You're Robert Leonard, all right, and who are you?
My name is Margaret Gray.
Look, I got to tell you, Mark, I don't want to go through this, okay? You don't want to talk to us, you don't have to talk to us.
No, I want to talk to you. I just don't know. This is, so we are out on the public airwaves.
Yeah, just on a podcast.
On a podcast? I don't know what that is.
You are being heard by many people right now, yes.
All right. Mr. Carl, or Mr. Casper Carl, or as he's known, as he was known in the early days of this campaign, Carl Casper, or Carl the Casper, they called him the Friendly Ghost, these things, because it is on the down low, if you want to say, under the radar kind of an operation. Now, the Friendly Ghost has...
The Friendly Ghost is his name.
We call him Casper the Friendly Ghost. He's Mr. Carl Casper. Yes, sir.
What, sir, what is he doing?
He's sending out texts. He's sending out messages. He utilizes a number of different Facebook profiles with which to communicate to his disruptors that Donald Trump will be here or there or different cities. And at that time then, they are sent out to disrupt. Now, we have this on good authority.
Now, you heard the question. What is your evidence?
We have it on good authority.
Well, that's not evidence.
It may not be evidence to you. And when the time and place arrives that Mr. Trump wants to share this with the media, he will. But rest assured that Donald Trump, Donald J. Trump, a man who has worked very hard in his life for the things he has, and a man who's done his level best for this country in representing this country around the world in business, in entertainment, and so on, Mr. Trump will not be trifled with, and he is not going to allow this organized campaign from the central location in New York among anti-Trump disruptors, this Carl, as he is known, or Casper the Friendly Ghost, as is the code name, to continue to send out missives that disrupt on any given day, directing people to different cities.
All right, you're making a big, big accusation here, sir, having to do with a... You're saying it's an organized campaign.
Oh, it's organized. You could have seen that. With Chicago.
Can I tell you, with Chicago, what really happened there, I think, is that the thing got canceled and the anti-Trump people celebrated and the pro-Trump people got pissed. And if you really want to know who started the violence that day, to me, it looks like the pro-Trump people did.
Well, there's the lie. There's the lie right there.
Now, why do you say that, Phil?
Yeah, well, that's the lie.
But wait, hold on. Hold on, okay?
That is a lie, and Mr. Trump has already said it's a lie. And that's a lie created there in the planning sessions of Casper and the Friendly Ghost. And, you can laugh all you want.
Hey, what I'm saying here, Mark, is this, that when the people who were pro-Trump heard that the thing got canceled, that's going to piss people off. I don't blame them for being pissed. It was a bad time to call something off. I've been in the middle of crowds myself when events have been canceled. When a much-anticipated appearance by someone, by a group, whatever, music, whatever, has been canceled, people get pissed. They tend to get rowdy, especially a younger crowd. And I, as soon as I heard that the thing got canceled, it occurred to me, man, this is not good.
Well, you're the only one of your kind. When I heard that it was canceled, and I was watching as well as you, my first thought was, okay, it's canceled. These people will very orderly get in their cars, go home, blow their nose, go to bed, or whatever. It's no big deal. No big deal.
Well, that's not saying much for your candidate. If your candidate is not showing up, those people are not disappointed.
They're disappointed, yes. But they're not disappointed to the point where they're going to start to burn things down. Donald Trump's people are civilized human beings. And what happened on that day was when Trump canceled, everybody who was anti-Trump got angry that they couldn't lash out at him, so they started punching on the pro-Trump people.
That isn't true.
Well, yes, it is, because we intercepted a missive from Casper.
Oh, you know something? You can be intercepting missives from Casper.
Not Castor. A lot of people make that mistake. They think Richard Castor or Castor. Mr. Casper.
You can be intercepting missives from the Friendly Ghost, whatever you call him. It doesn't mean that that's actually happening. Now, just because you...
Are you trying to tell me? I got a message right here from Casper saying, Mark, you might as well know I've decided... to have everyone start swinging on people and choosing off people and get some fist fights going.
Oh, so he communicated this to you?
Who did?
Casper the Friendly Ghost, the guy you're talking about.
I said I intercepted a missive.
Yes, but it said to Mark.
No, it didn't say it said Mark. You're trying to... Okay, No, it was not intended for me, all right? He had no reason to talk to me. It probably was someone named Mark on the other side.
Yeah, right there. It proves that he knows you're listening in.
All right. Well, if he knows I'm listening, it still proves it's him, doesn't it?
It doesn't. No, I don't think so. It sounds like some guy that wants to mess with your mind, some guy that doesn't even know what's going on.
No one messes with... Phil, can I tell you a little bit about Mark Henshaw? No one can mess with my mind because my mind got messed with. All right?
Well, you can say that again.
You can insult me all you want, General. But here are the plain facts.
I'm not trying to insult you, but when you say your mind's been messed with, it seems fairly evident to me. Now, say that again. It seems fairly evident to... All right, thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
The plain facts... Thank you, Mr. Henry. The plain facts are these. My mind was messed with in a lot of different ways growing up in the home that I grew up in. I had a mother who was a evangelical preacher, Christian preacher. I had a father who also was a missionary, and they messed with my mind. Wow. And I was, one day I thought I was the second coming of Jesus himself, and the next day I was nothing more than a leper crawling along the trailways of a jungle. My parents ahead of me in a flatbed truck saying, there's the boy, there's the boy. And I played the role of the leper to try to get people indoctrinated into this cult and this little sect that my mother and father were running, a little bit of a game they were running on people in South Carolina at the time. And so my mind got screwed with.
Wait. So what happened? Wait again. I'm sorry about that.
I don't want to go into it, Mr. Henry, only to say that my mind has been messed with by a evangelical mother and an evangelical father, and I was made to play the part of either Jesus or of a leper. Sometimes I was made to play the part of an imp or one of the demons. Sometimes I was made to play the part of a legless boy who had crawled down the middle of the church.
How did you do that?
Well, I'd fold my legs up in a suit. In a pair of oversized suit pants, and it looked like I was a big fat man with no legs. And I'd crawl down there and I'd say, man, I got it bad. You got to give me legs, man. And my father would do the snake handling.
How much more of this horse dung do I got to listen to?
And what was that?
You heard me. This is you trying to obfuscate and screw around with the facts of this thing. Now, I'm telling you right now, this Casper, whoever he is, either he exists and he's screwing with you, and there is no real direction of these activities, or he doesn't exist, and your mind's coming unglued, like when you were a big, fat, legless man. Jesus. Well, I understand.
No, I'm afraid you people don't.
It's a little bizarre. It's just a little bizarre, the tale that you're telling us here.
Well, you were doing fine until you started telling us about being a leper in your father's sect.
Ms. Gray, I'm telling you, I've had my mind messed with, okay?
There's no question you've had your mind messed with. I think we'd all agree. But still and all...
Hey, I don't know who you are.
Hey, wait a minute, hold on for a minute. Still and all, the tale you're telling us is way out there, man. Way out there.
I'll tell you what's way out there. From the day I met you people, I've been taken too far out, man. You've taken me too far out. Now, Mr. Trump wants to help this country. He goes to Chicago, then a whole bunch of people start punching it out, and I don't know who, what, and I don't care. And he decides to cancel, and you say that got people pissed.
Yeah, it'll get people pissed when you cancel. The chances that thing was started by his supporters and not anti-Trump people, far and away greater, because when they're anticipating something and it doesn't happen, they get angry. Now, the anti-Trump people were probably jumping up and down and dancing and feeling good about it, and that's probably what further pissed off the Trump people, and I think they went after the anti-Trump people.
That's very, very neat, Mr. Henry. Very neat indeed. But I don't think it's true. When Casper... And when his identity is finally revealed...
Will you get out of here with this Casper already?
Casper, you'll know. You'll know when Casper arrived. You'll know.
Thank you.
You'll know about Casper.
That is Mark Henshaw, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, talking about whoever the guy...
Well, the name is Mr. Carl or Casper.
Some guy in New York that's directing all the anti-Trump activities. Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. World famous Phil Henry Show, the El Pacifico in Southern California. Jay Santos next. And he's going to be talking with us about some, I don't know what. It's about fines. I think that the Supreme Court of the United States, or the Justice Department, I should say, has directed states not jail people over non-payment of fines. Jay Santos to comment next on the Phil Henry Show. It's a true false fiction. It's a true false fiction. It's over ABS.
listen to me.
Yes, this is Rudy Canosa. I want to remind you, if you go to the Phil Hendry Show online store, you can get the Rudy Canosa Ladies Pink T-shirt. It's the Rudy Canosa Je T'aime Lingerie Ladies Pink T-shirt. A beautiful pink T-shirt to honor and to celebrate my lingerie store there in Sherman Oaks, California. So if you have want to wear the Rudy and you want to go the Rudy way, remember, that means you are lovely. You are as lovely as a spring day, and you are twice as something, I don't know. That is a Rudy Canosa ladies pink T-shirt
from the world famous Phil Hendry Show online store.
Yeah.
All right, Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is out on patrol right now tonight. And, Jay, we saw the story. I thought it would be interesting to get your take on this. I know that you're busy tonight.
Phil, we always got time for you, and we're certainly grateful to have the opportunity to comment on the different stories of the day.
The Justice Department, Jay.
Phil, just one point.
Go ahead.
We are doing flare drops tonight, which are our way of what we do is we cone the traffic down on a flare drop. So I hope you're aware of that.
Yeah, you're doing the flare drop, is it?
That's correct, General. I know that you're not approving of my methods.
No, it's, you know, it's when you're trying to pull over traffic, though. You have no right. You know that.
Yes, I do, and you know that. So,
no, I don't. You don't have any right. General, let's not argue this over and over.
Right. I don't want to argue it. I do have the right, and that's all there is to it.
God, I hate that so much. All right. Just so, Jay, the Justice Department, states should not jail poor people over fine non-payment.
Well, Phil, you know, those of us who are on the front lines of law enforcement, yes, the Citizens Auxiliary Police is it's not a volunteer. Well, it is volunteer, and it's technically not an official police force. We do have the constitutional power to make a citizen's arrest. And to be honest with you, the police have been doing such a poor job of facilitating law enforcement that our unit...
All right, look, Jay, quit giving yourself the big pat on the back and the ball scratch. How dare you? Well, I'm sorry, but...
Oh, look at the language. Law language.
All right, General, please.
I'm getting sick of this thing.
You heard what you say. Give myself... I won't even repeat it because there's a lady sitting, but to tell me I can't give myself, well, you know, a ball scratch. You know?
And you didn't want to repeat it.
I'm sorry, Ms. Gray, but the doctor told me if I can exercise my tongue when it comes to pronouncing L's, it would do a lot better. So bull scratch was...
All right, I understand. Now, tell us about your stand on this non-payment of fines.
Well, we think it's very unfortunate because when you got some punk, and let's face it, you know, on the front lines of law enforcement, I meet up with law punks. Law and law punks. And these punks think they're going to get away with murder. Now here comes the Justice Department telling him, hey, you don't have to pay the fine.
But why are you saying that?
Well, they're saying that because they feel it's good community relations. They say that, you know, if it's a fine that they just can't pay because of inability, like they don't have no money, then that's not a good reason to pull a man in jail. And I suppose, but by the same token, when you got some dirty, greasy punk that doesn't want to...
Why is it every punk with you, Jay, is greasy?
Do you mind?
General.
I mean, do you mind?
Well, every punk with him is greasy. General, it's...
You mind if I just continue?
Go ahead, Jay.
Thank you. I mean...
Go ahead!
All right. Wow.
Go ahead, man!
You know, I'm just asking you, do you mind?
He doesn't mind, neither do we. Go ahead.
I'm not going to answer that question, by the way.
No, you don't want to... Hey, General, come on.
I'm not going to answer why I think these punks are greasy. Let me just put it to you this way. Forget it. So,
Well said, Jay.
All right, so... what we feel in the Citizens Auxiliary... Hold on for a minute. Okay. All right, flare drop it. We got to drop a flare. I got a kid speeding here, Phil. If you'll just hold on for a minute, Phil.
All right.
Hey. Well, pull it out. I got flare drop.
Fuck you.
What?
Fuck you.
Yeah, forget it. Never mind. Let him go. He's a punk. He's a dirty punk. Right there, Phil, you just saw what happened. We got some punk... I tried to flare drop him. Catch up to him. Hey, flare drop.
What?
Flare drop. That's right. Pull it over, punk. Pull it over.
over.
Hold on, Phil. I got it. Yeah, I'll get it. How you doing?
Yeah.
You were speeding down there. We did a flare drop.
What about?
Yeah, you got to cone it down.
You want to see my cone?
Do I want to see your cone?
Yeah.
You know what? Never mind. Get out of here, you. All right. Let's go. Stop. Let's go get some in and out.
All right.
So,
well, that was a really effective piece of police work right there, wasn't it?
Hey, that kid's going to remember. He'll know who I am. Let me tell you something, General. When I see some punk out on a freeway and I tell him it's a flare drop and he tells me, F it, he knows, I'll know who he is, okay? And there's nothing going to stop me from getting over, pulling him over on a flare drop. That much I can tell you about.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good there, Sheriff.
Oh, man.
All right, Jay, the fines, getting back to those.
Yeah, I think it's unfortunate, Phil. I think any time you can get one of these punks to...
How do you know these are all punks, Jay? Some of them just may be hardworking middle-class people that cannot afford the fine.
Well, that could very well be. But I don't think you learn a lesson whether you are a hardworking middle-class person or whether you are, you know, a punk, a dirty, greasy punk who's... And not paying, you know, not paying his weight in this world. I don't think you learn. I don't think you learn the lesson until you are forced to, you know, step up to the plate and pay your fair share in this world. That's the only part I'm talking about. That's the only part I'm talking about. So I hope that hold on for me. Here comes another one here. Hold on for me.
Hey Jay, we got to get going here.
Hold on. Hey, got a flare drop coming up here. Hey, why don't you stick it? Why don't I stick it? I got a flare drop.
Yeah. F you.
Hey, you got harassed? Flare drop. Yeah. All right, I'll deal with it.
Yeah.
It's flare drop. I'm Jay Sands. It says all. It says I took off on the guy. Never mind.
Ready to go, get it?
No, never mind. Fuck this. I can tell you, Phil, that...
So you just had two flare drops there, and they're not paying attention to you.
You know what? I got better things to do. I'll catch up to him later. I'll catch up to him on a flip-flop, you know?
What does that mean, on the flip-flop?
You never heard the term flip-flop.
What is it?
Flip-flop.
The flip-flop?
Yeah. It means I'll catch up to him when he flips and fly and flops my way.
When he flops your way?
Yeah, that's dirty.
Yeah, it sounds filthy, yeah.
What do you mean, sounds filthy?
Well, when you're talking about flipping it out and flopping it, he didn't say that. It's a trucker's term for turning it around and coming the other way.
That bingo right there. Give a man a cigar. Give a man a cigar. So, Phil, I would say that that's unfortunate, and I would also say that, that you know, the state Supreme Court... yeah?
Dig it.
You the guy told a flare drop? I flare dropped you already.
No, you didn't.
Yeah? What are you doing bugging me? You can't follow me, man. Quit following me. All right, pull over and let's get this guy. He wants to follow me? Watch this, Phil. Okay, I took off. God damn it.
Hey, buddy, Phil.
Chase him. Chase his ass. Chase his ass, yeah.
Jay, you're going to get into trouble here.
Please don't tell me my business. Hey, pull it over.
Okay.
Watch this. All right, I got a flare drop. He just took off again.
God damn it. What is it?
Come on, go after him. Phil.
Thanks, Jay.
We got a flare.
Flare drop there with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Doesn't sound to me like he's completely cognizant, in my opinion anyway, he's completely cognizant of the problems with the people that can't pay the fine. On top of that, the flare drop.
Look, we get it already, okay? Thank you very much, Dickman.
Yeah, we get it. Here's the thing. I wanted to get a professional police officer's opinion, and you couldn't find one, so we had to go to Jay, and that's what we get. Some guy getting... He's trying to flare-drop people, and they're taking off on him, and he sounds like what he is, a full-bore jackball.
Yeah, full on, man.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. I'm Margaret Gray.